Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. There goes Callison trying to get to second. Keen throws the ball in to Veal, who relays the ball to Bowling, who tags Callison for the out. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive towards left. Callison catches it and throws to Aparicio, who relays to Torgerson to double up Larry. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner, with result that runner safe. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito takes first base on ball four. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Martin moves to second. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling scores. Martin moves to third. One out. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Harris reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Bowling scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Esposito bunts towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Callison moves to second. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into center field. Keene picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Keene. Callison scores. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pierce moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harris hits a line drive into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Keene moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Phillips moves to third. Callison moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Esposito hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Veal bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Frank Larry. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for Gus Zernial. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Bertoia moves to third. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Ray Moore now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Ray Boone pinch hits for Ray Moore. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Rudolph now pitching. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Harris hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 4 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.